Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
What's up?
Guess what?
What's up?
There's only a couple days left to buy our new merch.
That's correct.
So, you guys, that's the most important thing right now. Gretchen did a real good job for the holidays.
Oh, I thank you. Mine. Thank you. I think that's the first time you've told me that. Thank you.
That is not the first time, by the way.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, to model it, I did suggest that I would model it 2 days in a row, but I don't think I have the strength to put on makeup 2 days in a row. So... back to you this weekend. The Disco Biscuit tank, you guys, is my favorite. It is so cute. Okay. And it's all designed by myself.
Very good job.
Thank you.
She has multiple skills, people. Mm-hmm. Next time, just when you do your makeup, put on the shirts and take a picture and then put on the other shirt and take a picture. It's like, you know, that's how the bloggers do it.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, Tab. Look at the big brain on you.
Right. Also, this is the weekend or the week before Thanksgiving, you guys. So I hope you all are ready to cook a turkey.
Oh, you got to come home. You're coming to Cali
for
Turkey Day. Where are you going to get your turkey? Did you reserve it?
No, I am really behind on the whole Thanksgiving thing. Because this is the first time I've ever had to travel during holidays. You know, even like Christmas is giving me anxiety because we're spending Christmas in LA. So what do I do with the presents? And I can't take them all home on an airplane. I mean, I guess I just bring an extra suitcase. I don't know.
I'll drive them out to you.
Oh, I would love that. I would really love that.
Maybe you should just have everybody take a picture of the gift and actually send it to Texas. And then your kids, I'm sure your kids would love that. They just open a bunch of pictures.
I could do that. That wouldn't be such a bad idea. I'm getting my husband a really fun gift this year.
You are?
Yeah. They have this Pong table and I saved up like a lot of money because it's kind of expensive, but he has a Christmas and his birthday and he's like a gift guy. He loves gifts. Gretchen can attest to that.
Yes. He's very hard to shop for.
He is, but
he's the person who has everything.
The other day we were in like a bowling alley and they have this Pong game and that was like his favorite game in the 80s. And so it's like an upgraded version. And we have this little game room in our new house over the garage. And so I'm gonna get him that.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of you.
I know.
Because this is kind of unlike Tabitha to totally like, pay is. Attention, pick up the cues, do something thoughtful, think of it in advance. That's not usually how she rolls.
It's 100% true.
So I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm being my husband right now because that's something that it he is. Would do. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Sorry if you guys are hearing knocking. It's my last day in the hotel. And so, you know, I don't know what they're doing.
You know, we're sorry about all of it. We're going to get it together. We're going to start sounding better than ever, but we probably need another week.
At least.
One more week to get it together. Okay. We won't bore you with all that.
2021,
drama.
People.
2021. We're going to sound fucking on fire. Okay. Don't you think that those people that are like so thoughtful and good all the time, that they're like, I feel like they're just waiting for people like us to fail. Like it makes them feel better.
You're pretty good at gifts though also. I always feel like a failure. Like my husband is always so thoughtful. And then I last minute am, you know, running to Nordstrom's or trying to do something. And then I feel like a big fat loser. But this year, I'm not going to be a loser. The only
not
thing
this
is...
year.
Is he's got to get it early because, and hopefully I can ship it early, but he's got to get it early because we're leaving. So anyways, if you guys are looking for a good gift to give somebody, our sweatshirts, our Disco Biscuit shirts, our coffee cups are great. Just saying.
Oh, they're great. So, you know, the drama of my life is that my husband thinks I'm real lame for decorating for Christmas, you know, before Thanksgiving.
Yes. And I love it.
Yeah. And we love it. Okay. So we're into it. It's 2020. Eat a dick. Okay. So we're going to do it. But let me tell you, he came home from work early, which is like, he never does that. And I had told him, yeah, I'm decorating early, but I mean, I think I actually told a fib, but I was like, but you're lucky. I'm not going as extra as I normally do and running down to Target to get new stuff.
Well, you didn't okay? run.
I'm like, I'm like, listen, if we had an infinite budget, yeah, there would be no, every ounce of my house would be covered in something sparkly. Anyhow. So he was like, okay, whatever, makes her happy. Right. Mm-hmm. But I did just order a couple of things.
I know you didn't run down to Target. You just ordered.
No, I didn't. I ordered them online.
Yes,
okay. I fine. Just couldn't resist just a couple of new little touches.
Did they come?
When he was here, everything, like stack of boxes comes from Target. And he's like, I'm like trying to like hide him. I opened one in front of him and luckily I did order some shampoo and I was like, it's just shampoo, just things we need for the house. And he was like, no, he was not buying
God,
it. He's wise to me. He's like, what else is in the box? Are you telling me we really needed that animated snowman?
You're like, guess what's not in the box, Jeremiah?
Yes, we did.
A fucking fishing pole. Okay.
That's right. That's right. God damn it. Why didn't I have you to feed me that line? Anyways, I got busted.
That's okay. Listen, you deserve it. Oh, I mean, you deserve thanks. The stuff, not deserve to like get busted. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know who deserves to get busted?
Who?
The person I'm going to talk about this week.
That's right. That's right. Tell me.
All right, Gretchy. This week's episode is one that we wouldn't normally do right after show, but lots of people were writing and requesting that we do this case. So,
okay.
It's on a case out of the Real Murders of Orange County. Have you heard of that show?
I have heard of it because people have brought it to my attention, but I have not watched it.
Okay, well.
I'm waiting for a special day, like another fishing pole shows up on the front porch. Okay. You know what? See y'all later. Mommy's going to drink and watch her show.
Well, I will tell you, I'd like you to watch it after I tell you this, because, you know, like sometimes shows just don't get as much information as they should. Just saying. But it is a good show. It's like anybody that needs some television fix on true crime, it's a good one. And this one actually comes right out of your hood, or next to your hood, in San Juan Capistrano.
I'm San Juan Capistrano adjacent.
And we love San Juan.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice.
I've been trying to get Tabitha to come down to Trevor's on the Tracks forever.
I know you have. If you have a lot of money to spend, you can buy a home there.
That's why I don't have one.
You can get about 2,000 square feet for just under a mil.
Sounds about right.
And if you have a few kids and need a bigger home, then like $2 million and up. I mean, this place is like pricey. And, you know, there's only about 36,000 people that live there.
I know.
So it's a pretty dreamy place if you have a little coin.
Yeah.
And the Sachs family actually had some coin. And lived in a McMansion, or maybe a mansion. I don't know what's considered a mansion. Do you know?
You know.
How many square feet? These people lived in like 8,500 square feet. It's a pretty big house, but I don't know if that's a mansion.
I feel like to qualify as a mansion, you got to have one of those. What is that? You know, one of those loopy-loop car things?
Drive.
What are those called?
Motor court.
Motor court.
Yeah,
I feel like mansions require a motor court.
Yeah, I think you have to have one of those too. So I don't know if theirs did, but anyways, they lived in a real nice house because they had a brood of children also. From the outside, the Sachs family looked like they had it all together. They had the mom, Andra, the dad, Brad, and five kids, a couple dogs, and probably at one time a hamster. I mean,
stupid.
I don't know if they had a hamster. I'm just thinking with all those kids, they probably did.
Where are your hamsters?
Oh my God. Okay. So side note real quick. One of my hamsters are with my mom in Los Angeles. Oh, and one of them just died this week.
No.
Yes. And so she calls me and she's like, oh, and you know, I mean, at least it's a hamster, not a dog. My fucking family would die.
Yeah.
So I haven't told my kids yet. And I don't know how to, maybe they won't even notice when we go back on Thanksgiving. I don't know.
I think they won't even notice.
Yeah, maybe they won't. So yeah, I haven't said anything. But anyways, so back to the Sachs family. That looks like the happy little family. Sometimes looks are deceiving. Just saying. Andra and Brad had actually met when Andra was selling computer chips back in the early 90s. She was like a real hardworking bitch. Okay. I mean, this girl, I wish, like, sometimes I feel like I am this entrepreneur like she was, but I never quite made it. But she freaking made it. She saw opportunity and she went for it and it worked out for her. So, you know, in the early 90s, late 80s, when like all these the computer boom, she was like, how can I get my ass in there and like make a little bit of money? And that's where she met Brad. Brad was the son of a professional surfer. He loved to have a good time. He was super supportive of his ambitious woman, Andra. And overall, Brad was like a super good guy. Since Brad came from a bit of money, it worked out really nicely because Brad funded some of Andra's business ideas, and together they made a fortune.
Oh, hot damn.
Yeah. They invested in property, commercial property, computer businesses.
So cheap in the night around here.
Oh my God. I know. Oh
my God. Sometimes I look at people's tax records for what they paid for their house. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding me.
I know. Well, they also invested in property all over the place. So, I mean, she was really a smart cookie. They also popped out a few kids at the same time, and they were living the life until 1999, when their youngest daughter, Sabrina, drowned in the family jacuzzi.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's awful. And she wasn't home. Brad was actually on a business trip and she was at work and the nanny was there. Nightmare. For
Nightmare.
Sure. Yeah. And I will tell you, I think that could tear any family apart, and it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in 2000, Andra and Brad filed for divorce, and it was an ugly divorce. Okay. They had like verbal and physical altercations, and the police were called multiple times. I mean, it was tumultuous. Altercations were between both of them. And to be honest with you, I think I would probably lose my mind and want to punch somebody if that happened to me. So yeah. Brad claimed that Andra was manic, and in some of the police reports, he said that she would fly off the handle, but I'm giving her a pass, man. Like, I think that whatever she was dealing with, or they were dealing with, it had to do with their daughter.
Yeah, I'm doing a case right now and I'm looking into the mother, and some of the mother's actions give you pause.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think your rage, it cannot be contained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just am like, oh no, I get it.
I get it too.
Yeah.
So it seems though, after the divorce, the two made amends. And
okay,
they moved back in with each other and started living as a family again.
Okay.
And it happens. They never remarried, but maybe they just felt like they didn't have to at that point, right? They have like all these kids. They've been together for a long time. Just kind of why? For a piece of paper, you know? So at this point, they have Miles, their oldest son, Ashton, and Alexis. And then Sabrina is the one that passed away. And by 2007, so now we're 7 years past, they adopted two more kids, Lana and Landon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice, that I feel like is like a very healing way for families to move on.
I think so too.
They have another kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Or two. Yeah, great.
So these two had it made again by, you know, seven more years. I mean, they seemed like everything was growing great. But then 2014, they had three kids at home, two in college. Miles was doing his undergrad at Washington State University, and Ashton had just moved up to go to junior college in Washington with his brother. All seemed fine until February 8th, 2014, when neighbors called the police reporting gunshots at the Sachs residence. When police arrived, they found that Andra had 10 shots fired to her face, and Brad had 12 fired at him, and their young son, Landon, was lying on the floor, alive, but shot in the back. One daughter was also shot at, but the bullet missed her, and the other daughter was asleep with their three dogs. And so she actually didn't even hear anything going on. And the intruder didn't bother to open her door. So this killing is tragic and awful. And with 24 bullets or more being fired, most of them at Brad and Andra, it seems someone really did not like these two.
Yeah. What year was this?
2014. You remember this?
No, I don't. But this, I moved to Orange County in 2015.
So right after. So yeah, this, I remember this. So this is also when I wanted to do. I was like, oh, I know. I remember when this happened. So I think a contract killer would not shoot 10 shots at somebody. I think a total of maybe three at the most.
Yeah, just enough to make sure that the job is done and get out.
Yeah. But 10 and then 12, that's what I think is called overkill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra.
I think that's where they got that term, overkill.
Yeah.
So who would want this family torn apart? And who would shoot a child? I mean, I could see, like, if you hate the, like, parents, but what the fuck? Like,
yeah, totally.
Somebody wanted this OC family murdered. So the police come in, of course, and they've got a lot of work to do. First, they have to tell the family members that weren't there, which are the brothers that are in Seattle, about their parents, which I can't even freaking imagine, right?
Right.
So they call them and they also question them because they're older. You know, they're 19 and I don't know, I think he was like 22, the oldest one. So they're like, this happened to your parents, but let's also talk about who could do this to your parents. Like, who would do this? And they were pretty upfront. Like, there's some people that they've done business with that don't like them. And the boys started naming some that don't like them, you know? And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I mean, you have all these businesses, you have tenants. I mean, your parents own property. I'm sure they've had some tenants that don't like them.
Listen, my parents owned a restaurant when I was a kid. They had plenty of employees that did not like them.
Yeah. So I think that just happens with business. So
it just happens. Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, the computer industry, it's pretty cutthroat.
Yeah.
I know when I worked in the tech business back in, when did I start there? 2003. Holy shit. These guys out of New York that were selling computers and shit, they were very aggressive and they didn't like each other like a lot. So, you know, you get a few of these people. So the police were thinking maybe it's somebody that they had some feuds with. They also were being sued at the time, which also happens in business, unfortunately.
Everybody's being sued.
Dude, people are so freaking sue happy in this country.
Oh my God, makes me sick.
It makes me so sick. You know, there's actual attorneys out there that just go look for startup companies to sue because they know they don't have enough money to actually go to court. So they just,
oh, there's a special place in the hot place for you motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So anyways, like Brad and Andra did have a few people that maybe wanted to take them out and police started looking at them. While police were looking into all the business people, the family was trying to pull themselves together. Little Landon laid in the hospital. The brothers flew down from Seattle to be by his side, and they had to hold a funeral for Andra and Brad. And the two older boys spoke about their parents at the funeral and how amazing they were. Miles spoke, the oldest, and so did Ashton, crying their way through. Ashton also spent pretty much all his days by his brother, crying for him and not understanding why somebody could do this to little 8-year-old Landon. Thankfully, yeah. Landon survived, but he is paralyzed from his chest down.
Oh.
Yeah. So as time was moving in the investigation, and you know, I love me some investigators. It was like,
yeah,
this is where sometimes in my next life, maybe I'm going to be an investigator.
Yeah.
I think I should do that. They start looking into all these business deals and they had a list of suspects. But then they also have the next door neighbors. They say, hey, you know what? We have a camera and maybe there's something on our camera that you could see. We don't know. So they were like, yeah, okay. So they live on a cul-de-sac and, you know, with like a couple houses. And there's one car that drives by at 1 a.m. And it's grainy, but it looks like the car is white. They can't see the license plate, but they determine from the brake lights and how like they stop frame and then they can see how the brake lights are. And they determine that it's probably a Prius.
Oh.
So now we're talking. So
yeah,
they pull some surveillance from surrounding CCT cams and they see that there is a white Prius coming and going into their community about 30 minutes apart from each other. And when it was coming, it was going slow. When it was leaving, it was driving at like 60, 70 miles an hour, which is kind of telling, like getting the F out of there.
Yeah.
So now they're like, okay, I think this person probably drives a Prius. So they want to know who they know. Who does the family know that drives a Prius, a white one?
That I got to say, that is pretty interesting because I don't think we really think about it. But I mean, especially now with everybody being home, like you really have to figure a camera is on you all the time.
Oh, I know.
There are so many cameras out there. And I would imagine just them knowing it's 1 o'clock in the morning and there's a white Prius on the loose in San Juan. It's a small area, you guys. It's not very big that they would be able to just see. There would be other cameras in town that would see the license plate.
Yeah, you're probably right. They probably could have pulled more. There was one episode that we did where they actually followed. Do you remember that girl that was on a bike? And they followed her by the cameras all throughout the city. And they just started pulling. I mean, this is like really good police work. I love when they do this shit where they go and they say like, who has it? So everybody has a Ring camera now, right? So you can probably nowadays, I mean, this is in 2014 when everybody didn't even have a Ring camera. But now.
Those Ring cameras are good footage. You're getting license plates off that.
I know. They really are. And they're not expensive.
Okay. No.
But a Prius also, I mean, everybody has a freaking Prius these days. I swear to God, after Leonardo DiCaprio started driving one, it was like the cool thing to do.
Yeah, we drove one for a couple of years, bitch. It was awesome. We saved a lot of money on gasoline.
I'm not knocking the Prius. I'm just saying everybody has one, including you, I guess. I forgot you had that Prius. My sister-in-law drives a Prius right now. They're not the cutest cars.
No, they are not the cutest cars.
Teslas are way more attractive, I think, in my opinion. But, you know, they were.
But at that period of time.
Yeah.
So
come to find out, young Ashton has a white Prius.
Young Ashton has the child.
The 19-year-old that just moved to Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
But when the police called him, he was in Washington when they called him to tell him his parents were dead. So although the car was similar, could just be a fluke.
Okay.
But let's look at Ashton. Maybe Ashton wasn't so dreamy of a child. Right before Ashton moved to Seattle, he actually tried to OD on OxyContin.
Mm-hmm. He tried to OD or he just OD'd?
Well, I think he tried to commit suicide and OD to death.
Tried to commit suicide. Oh.
Yes. Because he broke up with a girlfriend or a girl broke up with him and he was like wanting to end it all. So he took like an overdose and he ended up in the hospital for 3 days, which is a long time. I think his mom and dad didn't maybe take the precautions that they should have and maybe get him some like psychiatric help.
Oh, yeah.
Ashton also wasn't going to the university like his brother. He seemed to enjoy smoking pot and playing video games more than studying. So instead of getting Ashton the help, like serious help that he needed for attempted suicide, his mom decided that she would just buy him a place in Washington and get him out of the OC environment and enroll him in community college. Well,
okay.
Community college didn't last long because Ashton failed to attend classes, started playing more video games, and smoking the reefer.
I'm telling you, video games and pot are the worst.
I think that
for young men
sounds like a lot of my boyfriends in high school.
A lot of people we grew up with.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like there should be like an extra warning on like, be careful. These things might turn you into a douchebag in combination if you start using them before the age of 25 and your brain is fully developed.
I know. It's so true.
It's like, yeah.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
So police were pretty much on Ashton's tail as they start pulling phone records and notice that Ashton actually pinged in the OC the night of the murder.
Oh, shit. You know that OC to Washington drive.
You know it.
Yeah, I know it well. It'll take you about 16 hours door to door.
So they start investigating more and find out that Ashton had actually taken a flight from John Wayne Airport to Seattle the early mornings.
Well, then how did he have his car down here?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
What they uncovered. This guy is not a career criminal by any stretch of the imagination because
he cannot be flying.
What he did was call the trucking company to drive his Prius from his parents' office building up to Seattle. And then he didn't actually pick up the car from the trucking company. So when the cops found, you know, the number on his cell phone record to the trucking company was like, oh, yeah, we have that Prius. And that fucker owes me some money. And
oh,
so
shit,
they're
Ashton.
Like, okay, let's we'll pick up the car for you. No problem. And when they picked up the car, they opened the trunk and guess what was in it?
This is getting real rookie, dude.
the murder weapon. I mean, this guy is such an idiot. He definitely is not a true crime connoisseur, because you would have known better to do that. But yeah, so.
Oh my God. Please tell me they didn't homeschool any of their children.
I don't know.
I mean, like,
I don't think
how?
She could, because she was.
What?
But they might.
What could, what? I don't want to get murdered. I want to live.
But listen, they could have gone to the same school that your kids went to last year, because your kids.
My kids went to school in San Juan Capistrano, you guys.
Yeah. So
very likely.
Let's move them out of that school. I'll find out where they went to school, just to let you know.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, Ashton's busted. But what the fuck happened to this kid? Why does he want to take down his whole family? So they know it's him, but they decide to just question him, you know, at first to see like what he wants to say. And he is nope, I was in Seattle. What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what happened to them. I told you all these people that wanted to kill them.
Okay, this is the part where I want to come in as a detective. This is where like, I don't want to do, I just would like to maybe sit him down, because I know exactly, after watching so many tapes, exactly what to say. Like, you got to just let them bury themselves.
Yeah.
You got to play nice guy.
Yeah, they did. They did. And they were like, okay, so when's the last time you were at the John Wayne Airport?
That's coming in hot.
The other day when I came down after my parents died, and they were like, well, what if we tell you we have surveillance of you at the airport on the morning of the murders?
That's right. The target packages just arrived, and, buddy. Right? You're busted.
And he shuts down. Doesn't want to talk anymore. And so they're like, okay, well, you're arrested, bud.
Yeah.
So while he's in jail, he decides he's going to represent himself.
Oh, not smart. So not smart.
And the judge's like, are you sure about that? You're a 19-year-old kid. And that doesn't really fare well when people do that. And then he decides he's just going to plead guilty anyways. So thank you, Ashton, for saving us all some money and sitting your ass in jail for the rest of your life, which you would get anyways, since they had so much evidence against you. Ashton actually tried to confess that he was crazy. And he says,
you think?
Well, yeah, I do think he was crazy, but he says that he was up for 4 to 5 days and went crazy and doesn't really recall what he was doing. He doesn't have a real reason for killing his parents, besides the fact that he felt his parents didn't love him as much as they loved the siblings. Basically, he felt less than because he was a bum and didn't have the ambition that his mother or older brother had. Plus, it's rumored maybe that he did some meth, which would make sense to be up 4 to 5 days.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't premeditated, but it's pretty clear that it was, because he bought a gun online a few weeks prior to the killing.
Right.
Then he gets in his car and drives 18 hours straight to his parents' house. Like you said, it's like, whatever, maybe it was 16 hours, but
yeah,
that's a long way.
Yeah.
Then he scales the wall of his parents' home, spends about 10 to 15 minutes inside the home contemplating what he's going to do, and then finally shoots his parents' brother and then tries to shoot his sister. He knew the dogs were in the other bedroom, so he didn't open those. You have to know, like, if the one person that had the dogs in the room, it was somebody real close to the family, because the dogs probably didn't even bark at him because it was their brother, you know?
Right.
He said it was supposed to be murder-suicide. However, he was wearing gloves. And when the police called him out on it, saying, if you were planning on killing yourself, buddy, you wouldn't want to hide your DNA or fingerprints. Like, why would you wear gloves?
Right.
So, I mean, they kind of called him out on everything, and there wasn't much for him to say, and he really didn't say much. So at the end of the day, he got life plus 100 years. And when I was watching his court proceedings, it did look like he had counsel. So I think maybe they ended up talking him into at least having some counsel during sentencing. And what is going on with the family now? Because, you know, they did leave behind some kids, and Miles, the oldest, has now taken over the businesses and got them running successfully. He's also taken on a fatherly role to Landon. And although he's paralyzed, he seems to be doing great. He plays basketball and is living his best life in a wheelchair. And the sisters are in college. And so life is moving forward for the Sachs family or the...
Have they given remnants. Any statements or anything? Like, do they still have... Do they have a relationship with their brother in prison?
Okay. So I read an article from Miles, and he said the day that he killed his parents, that he killed himself. Like, he Ashton killed himself to him.
Yeah.
But I do know that there have also been reports that they have forgiven him. But I don't think that they want anything to do with him.
You can forgive somebody and not like send them cookies for Christmas.
I think that, you know, they probably forgave him because it's easier to forgive and not have that burden in your heart for the rest of your life than and move on. And you don't have to talk to the person. It's just like, okay, you know,
it's just
like,
something you do for yourself. Happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a super tragic story that didn't need to happen, which is so irritating because the two, Brad and Andra, look like we would hang out with them. They looked like super fun people, always doing fun things. And, you know, Brad loved the beach.
Surfing. Well, you know, what strikes me as unfortunate about that is that, you know, we have a lot of conversations about, you know, how much pressure do you want to put on your kids, Ivy League school, motivated people and such like that. But that's just not every kid. And if you put too much pressure on them, it feels like it backfires.
Yeah.
But sounds like this mom was setting him up, you know, just with a place and community college. She's like, okay, let's lower the goal. Let's do what works for you.
I think she was. I think it was the kid that.
And it's Ashton, like, you still can't, just, you're still going to kill her. That's.
Yeah. It's like he was a privileged little asshole. That's what he was. Just saying.
Yeah.
Like everything I read about him, like his parents tried the hardest they could. You know, it says that they did have some fights in front of their kids or whatever. But I mean, nobody's freaking perfect. We yell.
Yeah, we all try not to, but who doesn't? Come on.
Like, you don't want to, but that's not going to turn you into some psycho freak, you know?
Yeah.
And we all have to have responsibility for ourselves. And even at 19, come on. Like, I think he did feel... I think he had low self-esteem on himself, but that's something that he created himself by smoking a bunch of pot and deciding he wants to like play video games all day long instead of going to school. And, you know, you make your bed, you sleep in it. Instead, he decided to do something egregious and, you know, ruin everybody's life around him. So.
Well, that said, I'll have to watch the episode so that I can see the neighborhood and everything, because I'm sure I'm familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably are. It's a really nice neighborhood.
Well, there's only like two in San Juan, so.
Oh, well, it's one of them. You go to see the house too. I'm sure you've seen it. It's like, you know, overlooks the ocean. It's really pretty. You guys, thank you for your Patreon support. Last week we were a day late and a dollar short, but Gretchen delivered with some crime, which was awesome. Thank you so much for that. Patreon.com/housewives. If you are You usually can get it on your, it just streams naturally on your app if you figure out how to put that on there. So it's not so hard.
It's not hard. I did it.
Yeah, I did it too. So if you want to support us and you guys want more content, please head over there. That really helps us out. You guys, I mean, if you like us, then we appreciate it. Also, if you like us and you want to give us a review, we'll shout you out like right now.
Oh, great. How convenient. Okay.
Bribo? It's B-R-I-B-R-O. She says, my husband has been enjoying your show. I think this is so funny. She said, I showed him your pic and he thinks you're almost as hot as me. Shocked. You know what I like? I like the confidence, really.
I like the confidence. No, I think we would like, we like you. We want to hang out with you.
I do.
That's funny. Yeah.
I know. That's like, I'm like, that just made
and
my day today.
Smart husband. I like the almost.
The
perfect.
Smartest husband. I think my husband
the smartest.
Wouldn't be that smart.
Right.
Okay. Another one, HBHS 2002. Must be the name of your high school, I bet you. And you probably made that name when you're in high school. It's funny. Everybody says that they like sometimes don't know what their names are when they do these. So just love. Always looking forward to it. Thank you. Obsessed with both of your names. Oh, thanks so much. And Stoner 13. She says, keep telling all the Chrissies in the world to eat a dick. Okay. Layla 90. Oh, it's Danny from Oceanside.
Oh, hi. I like it when they say where they're from.
I do too. She says, fun and interesting. Minnesota beauty queen, Khan's joke. She's a hairstylist. Hello. My God. Hairstylists are always the cutest, by the way. I met one this week and I was like, "How? Like, your hair is always good. Your makeup's good. Your clothes are cute." Oh, this is funny. So exhausted and underpaid, she gave us an update and she still says, don't ever change Gretchen Tab. She's obsessed with the podcast. I mean, she's so cute. It's like a very long and screw the haters. She's a loyal fan. So that's really nice. Thank you so much. One of the best from A&G Waltz. Thank you so much. My favorite from the Mrs. Sutton. Clink, clink. Great listen from Lizzie Burke. Thank you. Amazing Grace. Amazing. She says amazing. Love the pod from Morgan Nelson. And that's it.
Well, thank you, everybody. Those were nice.
I know. A lot of good ones this week. So thank you. That was made my week. And we didn't have one bad one. So good.
Okay.
Anyways, what's your new favorite drink this week?
I'll tell you what I'm drinking. Well, I'm on a new diet, you know?
Yeah,
we know. I was going to be sober, but that didn't last, surprisingly. So I discovered I could drink just tequila on the rocks, just tequila with soda water. So I've been having Casamigos with the lime soda water. That's my drink this week. I've only had two of them. But last night I made a real big one, if I'm being honest.
So I drank that last night too. And maybe I had one too many.
Oh, did you get loose lips? I love when Tab gets blabby.
Okay. So I think tequila I should not drink. I think I get like a little angry.
Oh, yeah. That happens to some people.
I think it happens to me. And so Sean was like, dude, you had like one too many. And this morning, and I was like, yeah, you're right. I did. He's probably like, holy shit, she admitted something.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna like not drink tequila anymore, even though I love it. But
tequila makes me all warm and fuzzy.
It does not. I think I'm gonna stick with vodka and Coke Zero because my friend Lynn just told me where to get Coke Zero because it's been out. And her and I had this like conversation about how the hell is going on with Coke Zero. It's out everywhere. So she just told me a pro tip from where we live on where to get Coke Zero.
Oh,
so
thank you, that's Lynn. Nice. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay, so that's all for today.
Okay.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.